You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important topic. That topic is related to one of the central virtues in Islam. I am speaking of nothing but taqwa, which has been translated in various ways, such as piety, fear of God, God-wariness. These are all ways that it has been translated. As you know, taqwa or God-wariness is one of the most significant, probably the most significant virtues within Islam. And it's been emphasized in many places in the Holy Quran. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. This is the book, there is no doubt it in, a guidance to the God-wary, those who follow their Lord's guidance, and it is they who are the felicious. And in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, O children of Adam, we have certainly sent down to you garments to cover your nakedness and for adornment, yet the garment of wariness, that is one of God's signs, so that they may take admonition. Now, today, the question we want to ask with respect to this topic is, what are the characteristics of the God-wary? What are the characteristics of the pious, of the muttaqin? In order to understand the answer to this question, we can take inspiration from the verses of the Holy Quran. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, God talks about piety in this way. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. God-wariness or piety is not to turn your faces to the east or to the west. Rather, God-wariness is personified by those who have faith in Allah and the Last Day, the angels, the Book, and the Prophets, and who give their wealth for the love of Him to the needy, the traveler, and the beggar, and for the freeing of slaves, and maintain the prayer and give the zakat, and those who fulfill their covenants when they pledge themselves, and those who have patience in stress and distress, and in the heat of battle, they are the ones who are true to their covenant, and it is they who are the God-wary. In this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty, He mentions certain characteristics of the God-wary. One of the main themes of this verse is that God-wariness is not a formal and a physical characteristic. It doesn't mean that you, for example, you turn your face towards Mecca, or you turn it away from Mecca, or you appear to be religious. Rather, it is an inner quality. It's a quality of our souls, a belief, an inclination towards God. And it is manifested in belief in, you know, God, His angels, the resurrection, the prophets. And at the level of action, it manifests itself in the form of the giving of wealth, you know, to the needy, and being kind to others, praying and giving zakat, and so on and so forth. These are some of the characteristics of the God-wary. And an important aspect of the God-wariness, as mentioned in this verse, is the fulfillment of covenants, as we can see in the end of the verse, which the verse stresses quite a great deal. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics of the God-wary in the light of the verses of the Holy Quran. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.